It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Stretch it out, girl.
Honestly, that is the little victory this morning. I got here on a Monday with my coffee, my Diet Coke, and my water. It's a miracle. Oh, and I brought more Diet Coke for us. I forgot it's in the car.
Oh, for us.
Little victories.
Thank you. You mean us as in you and Aaron.
You mean your wife, yes. Me and your wife. It's in the car. I'll bring it in. I forgot. Little victories. I remembered to bring the new Diet Coke to work and put it in the fridge. Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's your little victory on a Monday, DZ?
Well, my little victory's in the parking lot right now. Don't know if you noticed that old thing out there.
Oh, it's not an old thing, and I noticed. DZ is driving, everybody. I'm so happy for you.
I'm a driving machine.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
No, seriously. It's good.
This is exciting.
Long time coming, and yeah, feels good-ish. Mm-hmm.
Good-ish. Hey, you made it, and you drove, and Aaron got to sleep in. That's all that matters.
I don't know about sleeping in. The boys were waking up.
Never mind then. You know what?
But you know, good-ish. Little victories.
Little victories. You drove, and I brought us more DC.
Whippa.
Let's go. Question of the day is coming up next because it's a whole new week on this radio station. Tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival are back at 7:45.
Ooh.
Hold on. The question of the day is next. You know, I have to bring it up, even if it's sad. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning.
Buenos
dias. It's Ali and DZ. I forgot our energy is high on this show. I should have been coming in all sad.
I was like, you know,
but
what's wrong?
But I'm actually sad. DZ, did you notice yet that it's darker in the morning now already? We're already there. I wasn't trying to be negative, but I know my 6 a.m.ers are with me thinking it.
Yeah.
When we get up and we come in now, like, it's not the same. It was light out by 6. It's
last
not
week
anymore.
Last week.
Oh my
even.
Gosh. Last week when my alarm would go off, it'd be light out. It's not light out.
You got a little light peeking in through the window. I'll be getting ready. See, talking about, ooh.
So dark now.
Ooh, it's like 5 something because you
so
can start
sad.
To. Yeah. And what's wild is that as I was driving to work this morning,
yeah.
I drove through the neighborhood and at the corner saw people that I had never seen before.
Oh.
With children that I had never seen before, ready for a school that I had never heard of before. And I went, oh, we're there.
Wait, you saw kids in line for the bus?
We saw a whole little family, I think it might have been two, waiting over at the corner for a school bus at before 6 a.m.
Well,
let's just
I guess
say that.
Somebody's going back today, and ain't us.
Looked like a private school situation,
oh,
but
I
don't,
would
you
think
know.
My kids don't go back till after Labor Day.
Yeah, a couple kids don't go back for a while, but yeah, I have heard of some that have, but it's usually.
It's got to be private schools. Yeah. They always want to do their own thing. You always
want to
be weird, don't you?
Gotta wear uniforms.
Sorry,
don't
public school girly over here.
Same.
Sorry, not sorry.
Same. Did my education work just
Give
fine?
Give me pinky in the air.
Also, my parents couldn't afford it,
and I couldn't afford it either. That's why.
Shout out to y'all if you can. I mean, do you? I'm not hating. Whatever.
No, but seriously,
hating for my own trauma.
Hey, it's a personal choice, okay?
That part. That
Whatever
part.
You want to do. Either way, what is wrong with us today, dude? We're like, oh, look at the private school kids in the school in line for the bus. Huh?
Look at you with your little uniform and your breakfast waiting
I'm
at the
kidding.
Bus stop with your loving parents.
I shouldn't be saying that because they're the only ones listening right now.
We love y'all.
Love you. Anyway, all right. We got to get into the question of the day and our weekends. We're sorry that it's not as light out as it had been. The kids sleeping all summer didn't even notice, though.
It's getting there, though. It's getting there. You know what I mean?
Anyway, yeah, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so DZ, we're going to talk about our weekends. I was very, very intentional this weekend on doing nothing but resting and trying to understand what the hell happened to me last weekend.
Yeah.
I was scared to even do anything. You know how our boss said she's going to put us in a bubble,
mm-hmm.
you and I, because you and I cannot stop getting injured
Keep
and having
things
issues
happen, yeah.
and whatever's going on. So I intentionally went to the gym more than once. I went to hot Pilates like I did. I was all about
this
health.
This weekend?
Yes, I was all about Ooh. Being healthy this weekend.
Put you on your health girl era.
I was just trying to, you know, process what had happened, take care of my body. And then yesterday I was at the walk for our friend Callie for the Ultimate Heart Race, which for Project Bubaloo with congenital heart disease.
Yep.
So that was the finale on my weekend. The boys complained the whole way there.
Makes sense.
I went to pick them up early on Sunday morning to go to the walk. They complained. And then when we left, you know what they said? They go, I'm really glad we went. That was a lot of fun. I go, good.
Usually
duh.
How it goes with kids.
Of course it was fun. You had a great time, didn't you? They're like, yeah, we're glad we went.
Because you don't want to do what your parents want to do, and then you do it and go, wow, that was actually pretty decent.
That was fun, Mom. Thanks. Yeah, wow. So that was my whole weekend. Resting, relaxation, and the ultimate heart race for congenital heart disease. What did you do?
Nice little stack.
Yeah.
I agree with you on the front end as far as resting goes.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bit of a somber anniversary weekend for us. Last year, we had some things happen. You know, we lost a baby, almost lost my wife, and we came up on that 1 year anniversary of it, and yeah, it's a little tough, you know, some processing things going on, and we wanted to just be together as a family, so we did some light shopping, some back to school things. We cleaned the house, you know, washed the cars, if you will, kind of refreshed our space and our area, our lives,
like fall cleaning instead of spring cleaning.
Yeah, almost right, if you will, the back to school kind of vibes and
new energies.
Just got to sit together. My wife went and got her nails done, and I kicked it with the boys. And
nice.
Yeah. Overall, it was a restful, family filled, just like, let's be together type weekend.
My ex did walk out of his house when I went to pick up the boys yesterday morning. My ex husband walked out with all the school supplies because his wife was like, do you want me to get the school supplies? I said, hell yeah.
Yeah.
The amen from my kid's stepmom. I said, yes, girl, please. And she did. And so he came out with all the bags. And I was like, whoa, it was so nice.
The loadout.
So while speaking of, you know, cleaning and getting supplies and all that, we're ready now.
We're ready. No, it's officially that time, and you can't really avoid it. You can say what you want about it, but you got
to
do it.
We're back to school now, even if it's not for a couple weeks.
No, you got to get in mode, but get your mentals right.
All right, 414-533-1037. Let's check it. You want to check in with somebody and see what they did this weekend? I see the phones are going crazy. I should open the text line here. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's that girl from Sherman Park.
Oh, Anna! Snap. I met Anna at the Wisconsin State Fair, finally.
Yay!
And her kids. Hi, Anna.
You met the whole squad.
Oh, I met the whole squad at the fair. They came to see me MC the Cream Puff contest.
They're
it
a
was
ball
amazing.
Of energy.
Yeah.
They're a ball of energy.
They were awesome. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, and where's my theme song?
What? Oh, sorry, you didn't hear it. That was
my bad.
DZ went, excuse me.
Anna. We got to
Monday,
talk
we have
end.
To start it out right.
Right. All right.
You missed it. We were talking.
What'd you do this weekend, Anna?
Okay, so we are going to start it out by waking up Milwaukee because that girl from Sherman Park went on a date with one of her children.
Oh, God, and you scared me. I almost had a heart attack. I thought we were going somewhere else. I'm like, you went on a date with him?
It was a mommy-daughter date. But because it was with my 13-year-old, it's M-A-M-I, not M-O-M-M-Y.
Oh, it's mommy.
Mommy.
It's mamacita.
Not mommy.
So y'all want to know what we did, right?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
I took my 13-year-old to her first ever concert.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, it was not Kiss FM sponsored.
Bye, Anna.
Bye.
Love you, bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, he hung up on her. How are you going to call here and say that? That's like me going into McDonald's and being like, guess where I ate earlier, you guys? It was phenomenal.
Have y'all had Burger King fries?
Oh, it was so good.
Nah, Anna,
let me tell you more. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Anna, sorry.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Well, it was a very busy weekend in Milwaukee, from Irish Fest to Zoo a la Carte, baby.
No, that's right.
Even the Ultimate Heart Race on Sunday
at
Greenfield Park. And I'm reading Mike from West Dallas texted into 414-533-1037, said their daughter's first birthday party on Saturday, and they went to the Milwaukee County Zoo. The weather was perfect on Sunday.
That's a nice first birthday, little family day at the zoo.
Happy birthday. Hope you had fun at Zoo a la Carte. Let's go to the phones. Susan Reeseville, and I got to hit her up because she went to the Dodge County Fair.
Oh, Sue, look at you.
Sue.
Yep.
Tell us more.
We've seen Diamond Reel. We've seen Quarter Camp, 30-inch Special Blade.
Oh, these are such county fair acts. I love this. Keep going. Go on, Sue.
Yep. And we've seen the Demolition Derby.
Nice.
Everything. I mean, Yeah, it's fun.
Good old Dodge County. Good I love it.
Good old Dodge.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice.
Yeah, we just had a good old day.
A good old day.
A good old day. And you saw 38 Special. Like I said, those are some fair acts if I ever heard one.
Does it get more Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
I don't think so. What'd you eat? What'd you eat, too?
Yeah, what'd you eat? Good question.
Oh, we had a mixture of fried cauliflower, fried mushrooms, cheese curds, everything.
Fried.
She's like, it's more like, what didn't we eat? Yeah, is really the list we need to go down.
Dumb question, you're right.
All right, well, I'm glad you got to get out to the Dodge County Fair. Tell everyone up there in Beaver Dam we says hi.
What up?
Yep.
All right.
Have a good day, Sue.
Bye, Sue.
You too. Bye.
All right, let's go to Mike in Waukesha. I like to say it because that's how he says it.
Hey, man, I mean, a lot of people out there say Waukesha. I'm going to lie. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good. You took your son fishing this weekend? How very Wisconsin.
Yeah, we got out this weekend for the first time this year. It's been kind of a busy year.
First time.
That's... Yeah, we're late to the game this year, so we took the boat out and we got enough to fill the tags.
Did someone just hear Mike say he had a boat?
It was probably a fish.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. You guys want to go tubing? We'll go.
Excuse me?
What kind of boat you
excuse
got, Mike?
Excuse me?
I got it today. Oh, we can go today. I'm self-employed. You want to roll? We'll roll.
Mike, when we meet people with boats, did I stutter? When we meet people with boats, they are new best friends. Okay?
But what kind of boat? It could be a little dinghy.
He said we could tube
on it. No, I got an 18-footer with a 175 horse on it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Mike. You know what?
I took my boy fishing, and we go trolling, and he's 10. I don't know where he even heard it, but he goes, they see me trolling. I'm like, my man, I'm like, where do you know that from?
It's a no-wake zone, my boy.
Mike is so busy, he didn't even take his boat out until August this year. Unbelievable.
Wow. Oh, that's that self-employed life for real.
Wow, Mike. Wow.
Grind, don't stop. Yeah. I respect it. We're going to see you later today, Mike.
All right, man. We'll see you guys.
Mm-hmm. What? Love you, Mike. Goodbye.
Oh, we love you, Mike.
Love you more than
ever. I love you, Mike.
Now that I know you can take me tubing.
Later, man.
I only got a list of like 3 people that take me tubing, okay? And now I got 4.
Mike, you just got a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
Tubing is so fun.
And a wife.
Tubing is fun. And 4 extra kids.
I swear.
2 from DZ and 2 from me. Let's go to Waylon and Chea this morning and see what they're up to. Hi, Waylon.
Hi.
What's going on in Wapaka? What'd you do this weekend?
I went on a 10-day camping trip.
This guy in camping, he's Bear Grylls. I'm going to call you Waylon Grylls.
Waylon! That's amazing. Who'd you go camping with?
I went camping with my mom, dad, and brother.
And nobody killed each other? You guys all got along?
Everybody back home?
Everybody's home.
Mom's like, I counted four. I'm okay, guys.
Okay, how many s'mores did you eat on the 10-day camping trip? Keep it honest.
Mm-hmm. I actually ate like none.
Oh, God.
Like none?
That's it. Mom, I'm disappointed.
What happened? It's a 10-day camping trip and like none?
Unbelievable.
Waylon.
We probably have like 4.
Not enough.
All right, listen.
Four per day, what it should have been.
I cannot. I'm very disappointed. You did not enjoy your s'mores on your 10-day camping trip, Waylon.
But we're going to blame your mom, not you, okay?
You know what? Love you guys. Glad you're home safely. Glad you had fun camping. Hope you didn't get caught up in the storms.
True.
Oh, we did.
Oh, God.
It keeps getting
worse. No flood, though?
Kind of.
Oh,
no s'mores and kind of?
Great. Mm. Well, this is going to take a difference.
Real quick about your boat.
I was in a cardboard boat race.
What?
And with my cousin Ashlyn.
Shout out, Ashlyn.
Should have led with that.
That's what? They made a boat.
There was most redneck. There was most timing. And we had most creative.
Wait, you won those or those were the categories?
Those were the categories.
That were most redneck. Most what?
Creative.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And fastest timing.
And did you win any of the 3?
Yes.
Oh, my man.
Which one?
I got the most creative.
Boom.
Because ours was Toy Story.
Oh.
You got a friend.
Nice.
Man, this kid's a superstar.
You know, if I ever found a family who was dedicated to going back to the 80s, it was yours. Let me tell you. 10 days of camping, making a cardboard boat, impressive.
Toy Story?
All I do is make my kids sit on their phones. This is amazing, Mom. Amazing.
Y'all are winning.
You guys are awesome.
Shout out to you and the whole gang, man.
Aw, thanks for sharing. Congrats on your win, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Dawn from Kenosha said, I went to see the Savannah Bananas in Chicago. Chicago. I did see some people at that show.
I'm a little jealous.
Adrian and Jackson did a Milwaukee boat ride on the river with a happy hour, then went to my first drag show at La Cage on Saturday. I bet you had the time of your life.
You don't even need to question. You know that.
You haven't been to a drag show. You aren't living. I'm sorry. All right. Ryan's in Calabama, last but not least. And I'm only going to him because he went on a big trip. Well, hi.
Howdy.
Good morning.
You went to San Antonio, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
Rooting and tooting his own.
It's actually supposed to be a really cool tourist place. Did you enjoy it?
We did. We did very much so. Mm-hmm. We went down there to see my brother graduate from the Air Force.
Double salute. That's cool.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, his boot camp graduation was this past week. He has graduated boot camp and he's moving on to his job.
Where does he go now from Texas?
Right now he's staying in Lackland. He got put on medical hold. They found something on his lung. Ooh. So we're waiting on results from that. Okay. It's not worrisome. We've gone through all that. We're good. He just might have to have a minor outpatient surgery.
Good.
And then we're good to go.
Fantastic. That's great news.
We're going to keep you, my boy. We figure this one out.
Well, I'm glad you had fun in San Antonio. Congratulations to your brother.
Thank you.
Love you, Ryan.
All right. Love y'all.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Whether or not you believe in psychics, it is on What Would DZ Do today, because somebody says a psychic is making them doubt the relationship or making their significant other doubt it.
That's not them. Them. Well, I mean, a quid pro quo, like a this for that, doubt for doubt, if you will.
Oh, no. The last thing you need is a psychic telling you that they ain't the one. You're in a long-term relationship. What a nightmare.
And you're like, huh?
Is that what happened?
Listen.
Oh, no. All right. You guys can chime in.
Allie and DZ, I went to a friend's birthday party last weekend, and my girlfriend there, and my girlfriend, Jesus, got to read, with my girlfriend, and there was a psychic there doing readings. My girlfriend gets a turn, and the psychic tells her, you'll meet your true soulmate within the year. Oh.
What?
Everyone laughs.
Wait.
You heard it. The psychic told his girlfriend, you'll meet your true soulmate within the year. So then he says, everyone laughed it off, including me.
Because he's there with another girl.
He's standing right behind her within this year.
How awkward.
Tries to laugh it off, but he says, ever since then, my girlfriend has been acting weird. She's more distant, quieter. I personally don't believe in psychics.
The psychic planted a seed.
But I'm starting to wonder if she does, or at least if she planted the seed and doubt in her mind.
Mm.
I don't want to come off as insecure, but I also don't want to ignore it and just hope she decides I'm the soulmate in question. Should I bring this up with her?
They already met you.
Or just let it go and see what happens.
All right. This is awkward. So they go to a party. There's a psychic.
Yeah.
When the girlfriend sits down, the psychic says, you'll meet your true soulmate within the year, while he's standing right behind her.
Yeah.
Going, but I'm her boyfriend.
Hi. Miss Lady.
That's creepy.
Hey, Miss Cleo, excuse me.
Okay.
Quick question.
That would freak me out.
Quick question from the current boyfriend.
Am I the soulmate, or
is there a chance she's already met him and we're
yikes.
Just and like it, because let's be honest, psychics they have this certain I don't want to say it disrespectfully.
But no, say
they have this certain qualities on how some of them are just like a sham, a scam.
I agree with you that there are psychics out there who don't know anything. And don't have a clue what they're talking about, without a doubt.
Now,
they just take people's money. Now,
do I think there are real psychics in the world?
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely do. I personally feel spiritually connected myself. I'm not a psychic.
That's the thing. I don't believe in psychics like to that far, but I do believe you can connect spiritually and see auras. Like DZ, you're good at seeing auras.
The world
like
is
it's
energy.
Weird.
The
it's
world
weird.
Is energy, and sometimes you tap into energy.
I agree with that, with the energy.
So whether somebody actually is or isn't psychic, I'm not sure, but I'm not gonna discredit them. You were at a party though, really? You booked.
We need to know more about the psychic.
You booked Miss Fio for the fee, right? And she pulled up. You know, like Timu Cleo, and she came up, gave everybody a reading. All y'all, all she charged was $100. She had some tarot cards in her pocket, right? I don't want to tell you not to think about this, because sure, it's already weighing on you. You think it's weighing on your girl. But at the end of the day, this isn't even worth bringing up to me. Most people are going to say, just have a conversation with her. Why? Why further?
Just ignore it?
Why? Yes.
What if the girlfriend is doubting you now because somebody put a seed in her? It's not most people. You can plant a seed. And fortunately, it's not that hard to be persuasive with people. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so you sit there, you get the wrong person, mm-hmm. and you start telling them, and then they start thinking, as much as people overthink.
Within the year.
And now you go home, you get in one fight, like you said, and now you're like, maybe he's not my soulmate because the psychic said, you know?
And at the end of the day, y'all are only dating. That's not your wife.
That's not.
And you might not be the soulmate.
You might not be the one.
Don't approach it with your life like that, right? Because let's just say you guys are still getting to know each other now. Let me psychically change your outlook, guy. Yeah. We haven't even named him. Let me psychically change your outlook. Just because.
Insecure Isaac.
Insecure Isaac. Market. Clock it.
Insecure Isaac writing as we speak.
Clocking it. Insecure Isaac, listen up.
Noted.
So it says, the psychic says, you'll meet your true soulmate within the year. Mm-hmm. Say you guys are still just figuring each other out.
Yeah.
Within that year, your bond grows. Mm. And she realizes you're the soulmate. She has now met you when, as before, you were a guy, you were a partner, you were somebody she's dating. Now she's met you as her soulmate. It could still be one and the same if you just play your game. I'm going to tell you to not worry about it and not further the seed that's been planted.
All you're going to do is stress yourself out.
Don't make the mountain out the molehill, and definitely don't bring this up. Insecure Isaac, that would be the dumbest mistake you make. I promise you.
Somebody texted in and said, soulmate doesn't necessarily mean that person is going to be their partner in love. Ooh, you got me all the feels with that. I feel that in my soul. Somebody said, I have a friend that I consider my soulmate. I have had moments where, yes, I have some friends where I feel like they're my soulmates. And I feel like you can have more than one.
Yeah.
100%. But
I don't disagree.
And it doesn't have to be romantic. So
correct.
I do agree with that, actually, because... I've had deeper connections with friends, unfortunately. I don't have sex with them, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the truth.
Yeah, for sure.
A deeper connection I've had with some of my significant others.
True.
If you want me to keep it real, you know?
Sometimes the people that you aren't intimate with know you the most intimately.
Think about my friends of 20 years, you know what I mean? Like, yes.
Man, I am begging you, do not bring this up. I genuinely don't. I think that's the worst idea.
Is that where you're going with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like whoever texted that advice. It's we got to get philosophical. I'm not saying we got to get psychic.
Carrie Bradshaw said it on Sex and the City years ago that soulmates can be your girlfriends too, because everyone was screwing her over.
What 2 Chainz say? True.
414-533-1037. Daryl and Racine texted in. He said, leave her and let her figure it out. Stop it.
I mean, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Wait. You're going to leave her because somebody else told her she has a different soulmate? Hold on,
Daryl.
Now
he's getting
Slow
insecure.
Down, Daryl.
There's doubt already in the relationship. This isn't terrible advice. If it's meant to be, it will be. And she's going to go either, no, you might have been the soulmate. Right? Give it that within a year. The psychic talk about.
Give it a year.
Nah, this is wild, but I like the advice.
See if anybody else shows up.
We've got varied advice going. Let's get it.
The phones are ringing. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
You know what, Bella and Kenosha? Don't text things in like this. You shall not listen to anything a psychic says unless it's Miss Cleo.
It'll literally put you in a spin cycle, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like planting a seed, but I'm saying you don't even need a psychic to plant a seed sometimes. How persuasive people are. You know what I'm saying? If you're mean enough, you could mess with a lot of people.
You could say cryptic lines and be like, your true soulmate will enter your life within the year, and your job will also suck for the next 4. And you're like, whoa,
maybe I should quit my job. You start rethinking everything.
Is my wife going to leave me? Well, in this case, girlfriend.
There's a thing to drink in the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Real Jim Jones in it, man.
Let's go to Heather in Shorewood.
Oh, Lord.
We're talking about today on What Would DZ Do? He went to a party with his girlfriend, and there was a psychic there who told her she was going to meet her soulmate within the year, even though he was standing right there.
Yeah.
So it's awkward. Oh. Yeah. We're going to start with Heather. Heather, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Heather.
Everyone's paranoid now, panicking. What do you think they should do?
I would ignore it because, you know, I get pensive and distant sometimes, even in my relationship.
Well, you know what, Heather? You just triggered something in me. Can we not talk about also that relationships and love are a choice, and marriage and the farther you go in are a choice? Yep. Like, I mean, I talk to my married friends all the time. They're like, you think we don't want to kill each other? You think we don't question our relationship? We do, but then we get back on track and we water ourselves we choose each other and we move on with our life.
That part.
And that's a choice.
That part. And
do you know what I mean? It's a choice.
What they say, you don't realize your soulmate standing in front of you. You've already met your soulmate.
And
maybe
you don't
have to re-meet them.
Mm-hmm. Or you don't have the guidance or the help or the tools in front of you. That's why so many people are divorced.
Not in the right place. Nah, yeah. Heather. So you're saying what?
Yeah.
I would ignore it unless it goes on for 6 months or more. That's when it gets worrisome.
If she stays weird.
Hey, they're distant now. But all of those psychics.
Of course she cuts off.
You cut off right when you were talking. You said psychic, and then what?
Those psychics, on their websites, in the fine print, it says for entertainment purposes only.
Well, yeah, because they don't want to get sued. Come on, we do enough legal stuff over here. We know how the legal department works. Trust me, they're up our butt every day.
We're also for entertainment purposes only.
Noted, everyone. For entertainment purposes. Have a great day.
We are not doctors, nor psychics.
And don't sue us.
But we love you.
Seriously.
Don't
Maybe
take it
she's
too
She's just at that point where she's thinking about things and trying to figure some stuff out.
So if six months she's still acting weird and you guys are still together, then you say, hey, girl, are you okay, baby?
Yeah.
What's going on? Is this psychic really getting to you that bad? Because if she hasn't brought nothing up, what's the situation? Yeah. What's really going on?
Even if you do talk to her now or in the future, don't bring the psychic up.
Yeah.
She's dumb. That's like...
That's like, well, it's like saying, Heather, it's like saying, hey, I met this random person at a party and they told me you're not my soulmate. And you're like, what?
What?
I'd be like, are you crazy?
But then they say, oh, but they were a psychic, though. And you're like, oh, that changes everything. Now I doubt it.
You know
what? My God.
They're totally right.
What do they know I don't?
Good thing they said something.
Facts, though. Nah, facts.
Think about that. You would never do that when you went to a party and someone told you that. You'd roll your eyes.
I'm with Heather, though. Don't reinforce it. Don't
Unless
bring it
you
up.
Want to sleep with the psychic.
Okay.
Which wouldn't be crazy
that
for some
would be
people.
Weird, but okay.
But not for everyone. All right. Thanks for calling, Heather.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Much love. Bye.
So somebody texted into 414-533-1037. Make sure you sign your name. They said, I second that a soulmate doesn't necessarily mean a love partner. I have a soulmate like that. We did date biblically and aren't made to be romantic partners, but now they are the family that we choose.
Aww.
Oh, interesting.
That is interesting. So y'all tried it out and realized that wasn't for you and still soulmates because you guys are still bound.
I'm so proud of you guys for being able to get along afterwards.
That's huge.
It makes one of us.
That is huge.
All right, let's go to Lori the OG at Timmerman Airport.
Could you sneak that in? So that's one of
me?
Us.
Dude, please. Come on.
OG.
Find one
Good
guy.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos
dias. Lori. All right, what do you think this person should do? They went to a party and a psychic told their girlfriend, you're going to meet your soulmate within a year, and now there's doubt in the relationship.
He thought he was the soulmate.
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, if Mr. Isaac is so insecure... then he needs to lock it down and put a ring on it. Maybe not an engagement ring, but maybe a promise ring.
Whoa, Lori. Both of our eyes just got
big-eyed.
We
both stared at each other all big-eyed like, whoa, why didn't we think of that?
I don't hate
this. Well, here's the thing.
You want to know how long you think you're the soulmate? Make yourself the soulmate.
How long have they been together?
Right.
We don't know that.
That's right. But that's what I said. Maybe not an engagement ring, but a promise ring.
Heard.
Show her a little bit that you're thinking of progressing forward. Because, you know, I equate psychics or strong all that stuff, those are just Jedi mind tricks, okay? It's where the weak-minded people will fall for the stuff hook, line, and sinker, and the strong-minded people will take it with a grain of salt and know that, okay, this is what this person is saying, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's true. Because anybody can go to
a
bookstore.
Look, I had a psychic tell me that, whatever you want to call them, and they were like, look, you can take whatever you want with what the tools that I say, and you can use it or not use it, and it's up to you. And I'm like, well, that's similar to any kind of faith. That's similar to any kind of praying and belief. And like, this is the thing. You can say, ooh, psychics. You can say, ooh, church. You can say, ooh, therapy. But they're all the damn same in the end, you guys. I hate to break it to you because I've experienced all three. It's all about faith and belief and where you how you want to get through your life every day. You know what I mean?
That part.
And that's what I'm saying. Anybody can go to a bookstore and buy a deck of tarot cards and learn to read tarot cards. And as far as astrology, you know, I like astrology just for entertainment. I am 1,000% my Scorpio self. But my old man is an Aries, and he is the farthest thing from being a hothead, strong-willed. He is so laid back and chill. I'm the hothead in the relationship.
Maybe he's not really an Aries. Maybe we don't have his correct birthday.
Maybe he's a Pisces in retrograde.
Oh, huh? I don't know.
Maybe he's on the cusp.
Maybe he was born upside down. I don't know.
No, Lori, we actually don't disagree with you.
We don't.
Lock it down further. Mm-hmm. Let her tell you that, hey, I'm actually having some doubts. If you feel so confident in it, if you felt like you were the soulmate, make yourself make yourself soul.
Yeah, I mean, you know, make a nice dinner, take her out for a nice dinner, and, you know, give her promise ring and say, hey, look, I'm going to give you this promise ring with the promise that I am looking forward to, you know, spending more time with you and growing, and eventually maybe we'll get to the engagement point.
Take a damn psychic to lock it down. That's ridiculous too. Think about it. What we're saying here, we're saying because now he's paranoid. Don't go propose because somebody freaked you out. Propose because you want to propose. Actually, now I'm rethinking everything.
I hear what you're saying though.
Now you're getting forced into it.
Maybe not an engagement ring, but you know,
you're trying to prove a
promise ring just
then.
That you're moving forward.
But I hear where Lori's coming from, trying to prove a point by saying, hey, I'm going the extra mile, whether it works or doesn't.
True.
Lori's not saying force it. Lori's just saying go your extra lane.
Do yours.
Play your part. Your part.
All right.
Maybe you will become that soulmate. Don't hate it, Lori. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Lori.
All right. Love you guys.
Love
Gotta
you.
Run.
Love you back.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. Don't run too fast. Bye.
Somebody said relationships are wanting to murder your partner, but not doing it because you'd miss them too much.
True. This is quite true.
Rick from Milwaukee said he should leave her. If this gets him insecure, then he needs to focus on himself and figure out what he needs to do to heal.
I don't think it's healing. He doesn't believe in psychics.
Mm-mm.
I think this will pass. I think he's worried that she's too invested and wants to do something because he really is, you know, not in love. Who knows? He didn't say that. But he goes, within the year, soulmate, I'm right here, guy.
But if he doesn't believe, he needs to move on.
He needs to move on. Yeah. But I want to ditch my advice and go with Lori's.
All right.
Get a promise ring.
Get an engagement
ring.
Lock it down. See what
do
you
something.
Got. I need a minute. And we need to discuss before we get into Am I the Jerk? Because after that, we will give away tickets to Tacos and Tequila, the festival at Franklin Field with Lil Jon. But hold on. DZ, I have been deep in the interweb all weekend, diving into why everyone thinks Taylor Swift is doing the Super Bowl. And it's kind of scaring me a little how much it really might be true.
Is this because the new album? Are you in another Taylor rabbit hole, Allie?
No, but listen.
You need a lifeline?
I do not get
no.
it. Yes, I do need a
no,
lifeline.
No, you don't. You want to
yes,
be in
I
there.
Do. I
no,
be in
don't.
There.
Don't
okay,
lie. You want to
okay,
stay
listen,
in
I'm
there.
I'm a Swifty. I do. So there is this thing that Taylor Swift does called Easter eggs. And Easter eggs are little nuggets that
like Marvel does, like movies,
tricks us with as she goes, right? And we find out over time that a lot of these things have been building up. She had already
teasers.
She had been planning this album. It was all set to go. She knew she was going to release it on October 3rd. All these things kind of came out.
Are you about to tell me she's only dating Travis because she's teasing this album?
No, but I do want you to listen to this viral video of this podcast that went. It's so viral because everything they're saying makes sense. When Taylor Swift went on the podcast with Travis and his brother Jason, she talked incessantly about sourdough bread and how she's making it. She dropped a lot of percentages throughout the podcast.
Percentages?
Yeah.
And you're talking quotas?
She was. And they were all... They were all drops for the Super Bowl, if you believe. You ready for this?
What do you know? I don't believe.
Okay,
what do
I'm
you
gonna
mean?
I'm going to play this, and I want you guys to listen to how they have lined up why they think everything she said in this interview. It's crazy. Listen to this. Here we go. Okay, here it comes.
I think Taylor Swift is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show performer. I do. And you want to know why?
Yeah.
I don't think Taylor Swift is actually baking sourdough bread. I think it was an Easter egg. Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Well, you told me during the break. It's in Santa Clara. Levi's, where the Niners play.
Who's the Niners mascot?
Sourdough Sam.
I didn't know that.
Sourdough Sam.
But wait, there's more.
It is
Sourdough Sam.
Hold on, hear her out.
She said she's thinking about sourdough 60% of the time.
Oh.
When she's going on and on about sourdough, how much sourdough she's baking. 60% of the time.
Wait
it's
a second.
Super Bowl 60 in Levi Stadium, home of
she
sourdough
is gonna do the Super
Sam.
Bowl.
I think she's
there's
doing
more.
The Super Bowl.
There's more.
There's more.
There's more.
I think she's doing it.
Hold on.
There's another one, too. There's another piece of this. She said, specifically, thank you for screaming for 47 seconds for me.
She said
47 seconds could be a connection to her her Eras Tour stop at Levi's Stadium was her 47th stop.
It was?
Yes!
I think Taylor Swift is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
For 47.
And you want to know why?
Come on, dude!
And you know me in numerology?
60, 47, and sourdough? Let's be real. 60 and 47 were not coincidences. The sourdough might have been.
But even then, at the end of the day.
Taylor Swift, now that we know that she drops Easter eggs all the time, if this wasn't a Super Bowl teaser, I'm sorry.
Well,
that podcast is genius for figuring all that out.
Let me add one extra layer to this that podcast didn't, that we did because we're better.
What?
Why else announce the new album on a football podcast? Seriously. Why else leverage?
Like nobody even said that.
Why else leverage?
Because it's your boyfriend, and he's Travis Kelce, and he's fantastic, and we all want one of him.
Sure, but you could have made this announcement on any other platform as well, and it really doesn't make sense why you approach the football sphere so heavily unless you want the football world to watch you this season again as you prepare. I hate to agree with you now, but this
honestly,
might be. She
I
might.
I think she's the halftime performer, and I think that viral video is too. There's too many Easter eggs, meaning there's too many little things dropped in there that Taylor Swift dropped. There's no way it's not her.
The fact that she said she's thinking of sourdough 60% of the time when it's Super Bowl 60.
And she did come into the podcast. So when they started, when Jason Kelce introduced her at the beginning, he made this long, funny, like, intro for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, thank you, everyone, for screaming for 47 seconds. It made no sense why she said 47.
Did anybody time it?
No. Mm. And it wasn't 47 seconds. So the fact that they picked up the 47 even at the beginning was, there's too many things that are correlating right now for Taylor to do the Super Bowl. I'm sold.
I'm not great with numbers. I'm not the numerology guy, but when things make sense numerically, and when somebody says specifically like, 47, you know, 47 seconds, when it's the 47th stop, that's not a coincidence.
Crazy.
60% of the time when it's Super Bowl 60, not a coincidence. I've been thinking about sourdough, and the mascot is Sourdough Sam. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Mm-mm.
One, sure. Two, maybe.
No.
Three altogether?
No. And again, knowing all the hints she drops, I'm not even questioning.
This is tea.
This has got to be Taylor's.
I'm convinced.
Pun intended, it's tea.
This is tea, yeah. You like that? You caught that?
It's tea, yes. Taylor Swift's got to be the halftime performer.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm sorry, that's impressive.
And if she's not, it's because it was leaked this way. And now everybody else is going to be convinced about it, too. Because you heard it on Allie and DZ.
You're welcome. We'll talk about this in February then when she plays the halftime show. We'll be like, remember on August 18th when we found the viral video and called it?
Remember? Remember when we broke it?
We broke the viral video.
Yep.
You ready for Am I the Jerk?
Nope.
No? Okay, come on, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, 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 look who's in the hot seat today.
This is so dumb.
Wait, it says DZ?
This is so dumb.
You're the one who's asking if you're a jerk.
I don't know why I'm doing this again.
I don't either.
Okay.
But let's do it because this is a very hot topic for a lot of people.
It doesn't involve my wife this time. Well, it
and
does.
I've done this, so I don't know if I can call you a jerk.
It does involve my wife, but not directly. Indirectly. All right.
What is it?
I need to know if I'm the jerk for...
Come on. Say it.
Using the vacuum at the car wash...
Say it.
Using the free vacuum at the car wash and not getting a car wash.
Did you pull in the back way?
I pulled in the back way and then DZ. Pulled out the same way.
I'm telling everybody a tsunami. I'm calling my guy right now. I'm telling him DZ stole the vacuum.
It wasn't tsunami. It wasn't tsunami.
Oh, even worse.
No, but it was.
No, I'm kidding.
You know, I was at a tsunami take scrubba wash dub.
Look, let's just not incriminate you any farther, DZ, because I have done this a long time ago and I have guilt about this.
No, okay, so.
Let's talk.
We're taking my wife's car. We needed to do the brakes, do the oil, you know, figure out why it was so loud, just get things checked out. Multi-point inspection, whatever. So we took it over to Montez Auto Repair.
Whatever.
Right?
See, now I'm mad again because I'm thinking about this is why the vacuums don't work. Now I'm mad again. Now I'm getting mad again.
So hear me out. We're going, you know, I'm on the way. It's one of my first experiences driving just because we got to drive both cars, right?
Since
we
your knee surgery.
Drop one off and we got to, you know, tail with the other one so we can get in and leave it. Whatever. On the way, wife calls me and goes, I do not want to drop the car off with all the crumbs that the boys have had in the car.
So funny how we clean before we give it to somebody. Like, it's so funny, but I get it.
We'll get in it dirty, but we don't want nobody.
As if they don't know you have two babies.
They could tell.
They don't care, yeah. And they have their own kids.
But I'm like, okay, great, great. Mm-hmm. Mind you, we were already on the way to drop the car off at Montez or whatever, so I'm going... Whew, we don't have time for this, but okay. I understand. I would feel the same way. I pull up, and first, I try to go into the gas station, right? To just do the quick vacuum and go, dang, I don't really see a vacuum. When I find it, somebody's using it. So I go, well, I'm not going to sit here
and wait
when there's a car wash right here with free vacuums. Mm-hmm. Do I got time to get a little car wash real quick? A little $5, $10 something? No, I didn't. I was already running late. Had already told Buddy. I was like, hey, man.
Oh, stop trying to justify your actions and spit it out.
So I pulled in.
Thank you.
After doing a loop at the gas station.
Thank you.
Trying to wait for the guy to finish up with the vacuum. I said, screw it, G. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to pull in. Yeah. I vacuumed up. I ended up taking longer than I thought. I vacuumed for like a good almost 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
And then
this
looked at the clock.
This is why they never work.
And went, oops, I got to go.
Unbelievable.
I got to go. So
you're
I
such
hit
a
it.
Jerk.
I turned
Even
around
though I've done it.
And I skirted off. I didn't pay for a car wash. It was empty. Nobody was even there. I thought it was closed for a second, except for the workers that I saw walking around, you know.
Whoever texted in, absolutely not the jerk. We haven't even finished yet. You got a lot of nerve.
So now we're finished. I need to know, am I the jerk for using the free vacuums at the car wash and then dipping off, no pay
this
for
is why
no.
They never work.
Really?
Yes.
It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
No, people know. They don't work because people don't care about what they vacuum up.
I know it's not what should you do, but why didn't you just vacuum it at home? Like, that's what I do now. I take my cordless out there and I just do it at home.
Oh, yeah. No time for that. And I'm sorry.
No time for that. Okay.
There was bigger pieces than the cord. There was bigger pieces than the cordless was going to get. It needed the big boy vacuum.
All right, 414-533-1037. So DZ needed to clean out the car before they took it to get work done.
Absolutely necessary.
No, that was so important. Thank God you pulled in and stole the vacuums. Thank God. Is he the jerk for stealing the free vacuums? Because they're not free. You have to pay for them.
They're technically
but
not
people
free.
Treat them like they're free.
They're free for paying customers, except for the fact that I wasn't a paying customer.
Well, now
customer.
I understand why car washes have somebody standing there when they don't need to, because you got to regulate the people trying to whip in and steal it all.
I mean...
Oh, God.
I mean, you know what? I don't even got nothing to say, bro. I'm not trying
because
to fix this
I
want to no
call
further.
You a jerk, but I've done it like years ago. That's what. Now I get mad when the vacuums don't work and I blame people like us. So now I'm more irritated.
Am I doing it
triggered.
Every day, every
it
week?
It doesn't matter. You're part of the problem.
I only did it once.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is DZ the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying a car wash?
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, look who landed in the hot seat today. If it isn't DZ himself.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, it is. He wants to know if he's the jerk for pulling in and using the vacuums and not buying a car wash. And you all know what I'm talking about.
It was just a quick vacuum, man. I didn't need a car wash.
Stop trying to justify your actions and go to Ashley in Tulsa right now. Please. Hi, Ashley.
Morning.
Please.
Good morning.
Please. Try to be more polite than he was.
hey, not the jab.
Is he the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying a car wash, Ashley?
You know, I'm going to say not the jerk.
My dog.
And here's how you remedy it.
Oh.
Next time, you get a car wash and you don't use the vacuums.
Oh.
It all just balances out.
Oh, I gotta even it out by not vacuuming. So then how am I going to get the inside of my car clean?
Well, then you just got to go when your car's already clean.
now that it's fresh. No sense whatsoever, but okay, Ashley.
What she's saying is now that it's freshly vacuumed, I got to go back and get a car wash and not vacuum it.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep, balance out the karma.
She's basically saying you have to go pay for it, is what she's saying.
You know, and pay it forward to myself.
So he is a jerk then, because Ashley, he didn't do that, and you're saying the way to remedy it, well, he didn't do that.
Right.
So that makes him a jerk, so Ashley. I hate to break it to you.
If I don't do that to you, I'd be a jerk. No lie.
Well, no, I don't think it's a jerk.
Oh, look at you backtracking.
If you're feeling guilty about it, then you got to remedy it.
He doesn't. Give me a break.
If he's asking for us to justify it, then he's feeling guilty about
correct.
It.
Correct.
Oh. So he's got to go make it right.
Okay. Well, anywho, Ashley, the phone's breaking up. We can't hear you all that great.
Bye. Look at the time.
Bye, Ashley. We
all
appreciate
of a sudden
you.
We care about time on this show. Gotta go. My bad.
We're running late.
Speaking of, go to Crystal in Milwaukee. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning. She's laughing.
Are you going to justify DZ's actions and say he's not a jerk for using the vacuum and not buying the car wash?
Don't call me a backdoor jerk like Ashley.
Sorry, my bad.
Me a backdoor jerk like Ashley.
Keep it real.
Okay. So if he's a jerk, then I'm a little jerk because, in his defense and in my defense, I do the same thing.
This is a moral dilemma. We're all stealing. I'm not saying I haven't done it too. We're all stealing, you guys. We need to get real with ourselves. Yeah, you go start a business.
I'm letting you please.
I got triggered. Sorry. I'm sorry, Crystal. Go on.
Tell me if I'm less of a jerk. So I have two vehicles. I'm poor. They're old vehicles. So I so let me put that out there. I'm not rich. I have one vehicle. I have the reoccurring where they take the payments out. So I deserve to be able to vacuum mine for that one. But under my other vehicle, I don't have that. So that one, I go and get it vacuumed, and I don't get it washed. So am I okay, or am I just as bad as
DZ? Wait, I'm sorry. You do the same thing DZ does, and you're asking if you're okay?
She only really does it for the one car, and then
car, this sounds crazy. Crystal, this is
justified as much as I am.
I only do it for one, not two, so am I cool? No.
Girl, we both a jerk.
Oh, my God.
I'll take it.
She tried to come in and said, I'm not the jerk if you're not the jerk.
I'm not going to lie.
There we go.
I did it years ago.
My jerkness.
I did it years ago, but now I support Tsunami Car Wash. Go get one. TsunamiCarWash.com.
Oh, now with a badge. Oh, now with a... Car wash police over here.
Look, aluminum foil is...
See what happens
right
when
now.
You get me to endorse your car wash? I fight for you.
Dang, bro. I thought I had you on my side, Allie.
Everything is too high.
You're not paying my bills.
Somewhere.
Hey, at least I got you, Crystal. I appreciate you.
No, seriously,
yes,
Crystal.
Yes. We're jerks together.
You're hysterical, and you're not a jerk, honestly. She says not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Yeah.
Not the jerk.
All right. Okay, sounds good.
Appreciate you. Have a good day.
Love you, Crystal.
You too. Love you. Bye.
She was funny.
She was good.
She was great.
Came in laughing.
Well, is Tiffany in Milwaukee going to go any different then? Is DZ the jerk for using the vacuums and not buying the car wash? Hi, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Hi.
You have a great name, Tiffany.
Oh, here we go. Don't try to butter her up.
No, it's a good name.
Unbelievable.
All Tiffany's I've ever met are always nice and always call me not the jerk.
Tiffany,
always.
We have a guide every day. Obviously, we plan our show out. We know what's happening. And DZ had the nerve to write, am I the jerk? DZ used the free vacuum and didn't buy the car wash. He put free. It wasn't free, DZ.
It is a free
Take
vacuum.
Take it out. It's not free.
It's free when you buy a car wash.
Exactly. Go on, Tiffany. Now that I've said my case.
Okay, so I like to think I'm a pretty mindful and like polite person.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that I think you're not the jerk? Where does it say you can use the vacuum when you buy a car wash?
I always assume
free. No. Scrub-a-dub. I go to Scrub-a-dub, and it doesn't have a sign.
Well, they're going to pull one up now that they're on the air. They're going to be like,
I like to think that that's what they use kind of almost maybe as like a means to like bring their more business in. Like, oh, we offer vacuum. And you know how many times I go and get a car wash and don't vacuum or the person in front of me doesn't vacuum?
Well, then they might be a member, and they might be pulling through every day and not vacuuming.
That is true.
Just keeping that in mind.
If I was a member,
they would give. They could give somebody a voucher, like, "Oh, you just got your car washed. Here's a voucher for the vacuum." I think they know people are going to come to use their vacuums.
That's true. And, I agree.
And also for car washes, and I buy air fresheners, and I. Yeah.
Hold on. Somebody texted in and said, jerk, he's the problem. He even said there were too big of pieces for him to use his home vacuum. So he breaks the free one.
Okay. All
Steve in Twin Lakes texted that in.
All right, Steve, you listen a little too hard. Okay, Steve, you listen to a little bit too much detail, Steve.
Somebody said you're not the jerk because it's no different than going to a gas station to fill your tires and not buying gas. You could have that argument where you say, well, I frequent, let's say, Quick Trip, so I don't
free
feel
air.
Bad when I use the air because I'll buy gas there.
I've gone to Quick Trip, not gotten gas, and only put air in my tires. Mm-hmm. No lie. Yeah. Air should be free.
Yeah.
What's the difference between reverse air?
You are good. You can sleep good tonight. Don't worry.
You know what? Thank you.
I'm like,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Actually, you can. This is not that serious.
Say less.
But is it stealing? Probably.
A little bit.
Yeah.
No,
all right.
It's not.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay.
We appreciate you, Tiffany.
Bye, guys.
We
Bye.
Love you back. Bye. All right. Can I be real?
Yeah, because we're getting the texts like crazy.
I felt genuinely bad.
Why?
I did. I felt bad because I was like, man, it was such a pinch. I know it's a business. I know it's a corporation, mm-hmm. right?
Well, that's the thing. Weird. People are writing in about corporations and businesses, and I'm like, listen, every business, guess who? Those corporations also hire people in our community. So you can be mad at all the people, but they're all, I cannot get in these fights with you guys over small and big and all this and how the world runs. I'm not fighting that fight today.
It's the concept of morality.
Yeah,
though.
That's right.
And whether it's a big or a small business, I morally felt wrong for having popped in, vacuumed, done what I need to do.
Because your moral compass is on point.
And then dipped. I was like,
that's
dang.
Why I'm saying actually not the jerk in the end because you felt bad and you thought about it.
So then the next day when we went to go pick up our car after it was repaired, I stopped back again.
And, did you use the vacuum again?
And well, just real quick. And then I went through the car wash and got the most expensive car wash.
Nice.
Just because it made me feel better. Mm-hmm. Psychologically, I was like, yeah, now I got a $40 car wash. I could use the vacuums here free all the time.
Yeah, well, there is a reason, too, when you pull in that you're supposed to go through the car wash. Like, if you go to the vacuums, you went the back way and you did not go in correctly. You went backwards. So I admit it, everyone. We can all go in and we can drive in and steal these vacuums and come on the air with our moral dilemma and argue it. But at the end of the day, you're going in the exit, you're stealing the vacuums, people. I hate to break it to you. I don't know what else to tell you.
I do that regardless.
Whether I agree or not.
I always vacuum first. I always vacuum first.
You do?
Then I go through the car wash.
No kidding. Oh, I'm
regardless.
The opposite.
Nope. I have to vacuum first. It does not make sense
to
me to do it afterwards. Maybe tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. We'll discuss. All right, DZ, you're not the jerk. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm like, was Tiffany still on the phone? Oh, we hung up.
No, we hung up.
We've been on such a rant. All right, we have to give away these tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field.
We're doing this now?
We need to because, you know, we promised them and we're running late. What's the big surprise? And then I don't want to traumatize you or anyone else, but we do need to talk about why I posted that I was in the doctor getting a pregnancy test this weekend. I will be honest about it. I will tell you guys what happened because there was a reason, but it's going to be awkward because of multiple reasons.
Okay. Well, first things first.
First things first, okay? Hold on for that. 414-533-1037. Caller number 13.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's happening on September 13th at Franklin Field. You're going to see Lil Jon. The heck, 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, I was just trying to mind my own business this weekend. I was trying to be healthy and stay home.
Same.
And just, you know, process the past week. And yeah. Then, I, you know, the floods. And now that I was in the hospital and what the hell happened. Mm-hmm. And now the PTSD's kicking in where I don't remember anything. And I'm really freaked out about the whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I'm starting to process and getting emotional and crying about everything, right. And I'm like, whoa, I don't remember anything.
This is really freaky.
This is really freaky. On you know, top I'm of being scared. Crazy.
Yeah, this yeah. is, yeah.
So we've been trying to figure it out. We've been eliminating all these tests. I was in the hospital. They tested me for every drug you could think of. They thought I was on drugs. I was not, or got drugged.
Good
one
and
or
bad.
The other, or got drugged.
Right.
And I was not. My neighbor called to have a wellness check on me because this all happened in the middle of the day a week ago on Saturday afternoon.
They
if you missed
so
it.
So much heat stroke. They thought real stroke.
Even my doctor the other day was like, well, you could have had a heat stroke. You could have had the perfect storm of everything mixed in together
right.
that made you. And I'm like, I don't know. So they did a CAT scan to make sure I didn't have a brain bleed and yep. that I didn't fall and yep. hit my head, that I didn't have a tumor. So the only thing that they were, when I finally kind of came to in the hospital, was the doctor, the ER doctor came over and he goes, are you pregnant? And I just started laughing. I was like, okay.
No.
Okay, my guy. Because they had done blood work. They had done everything in the hospital. And they
right.
were like, the hell? And that was the only thing was coming up that I was testing.
Your
that
level.
I had enough HCG in my body. I was pregnant. I was coming up pregnant. And I'm like,
No.
My guy.
No.
My guy.
No.
He goes, what are you? He goes, well, it's saying you're not, but it's saying, but the blood's, the hormone's saying you are.
And blood don't lie.
Blood don't lie. So can you just test again in a week? And I went, sure. So I went home and I'm like, every single day I'm taking a test, even though the odds of it are probably impossible because
sure.
the only man I've even, everybody was killing me on Facebook, by the way, when I posted this. They're like, I think you guys forgot to mention something on Dumpster Fire, Allie.
I think you might have skipped something out, Allie.
And I'm like, I didn't. I told you guys. I watched a movie with, you know, we watched a movie on the ceiling. I told
yeah.
you when I hung out with the guy I dated a couple years ago.
You don't watch movies on the ceiling and just later.
Yeah, so I told you guys, come on, we talked about this. We talked about this, guys. Come on. So
but
the
no.
comments sent me on Facebook, they were saying things like, you could be like me, mid-40s with a toddler. No, I'm good.
Oh, Lord.
People are saying, that's what you get for doing it as an April Fool's joke, Allie.
Oh, wow.
Oh, people,
oh,
it was,
it is a little retribution-y, isn't it?
The Facebook comments had me dying. No glove, no love.
Okay, now.
Stop it, you guys. Somebody else, Roger in Milwaukee, said, yo, Allie, please tell me you've seen the movie Life, because if you did, you'll be laughing right now. I'll be that baby's poppy.
Stop it, Roger. Stop it. Go home, Roger.
Somebody else, my mother had my youngest sister at 46. Okay, enough, you guys.
So they're dropping lines as far as, you know, support.
They were really...
We'll throw you a baby shower.
Shut up, DZ.
What?
You better shut up
what?
Right now. I'm not pregnant.
We're going to support this baby.
I'm not pregnant. And to make it worse, you're having the worst weekend of your life, by the way. And I don't even want to bring it down, but I got to be...
It's okay.
We're completely transparent
on the
show.
We have to be, yeah.
So now I'm posting that my doctor's asking me to come get a pregnancy test on a Friday night. I'm like, come on. Meanwhile, you're going through losing a child a year ago. You could not have had a worse storm this weekend of trauma for everyone involved. Am I right or am I right?
It was not an easy weekend.
I'm so sorry because I was like, I shouldn't be posting this. I don't want to hurt Aaron and DZ, but
no.
I share everything in my life and I know they're having a rough weekend and now I feel worse. And now everybody's like laughing that I might be pregnant and everyone else is going through losing a baby. And man, can we just be honest? I felt horrible. Like, but it's like, I don't know. This is hard.
Well,
how to live through stuff like this when your friends, you know what I'm saying?
We coexist, but we don't live the same lives.
No.
Right? And we're really good. And I only speak for myself and Aaron,
yeah.
right? And,
yeah.
and really only myself because Aaron's different than I am
sure.
in that regard.
Sure.
But I think we're both similar enough to where we're able to put our things in our space. and hold our trauma, our sadness.
Was that insensitive for me to post? Tell me the truth. Or did you like block me or go, why would she post this?
I just kind of removed myself from social media. Because
that's me projecting
right
now to you that I was worried. Yeah.
I purposefully just avoided social media as a whole just because I was in a weird space myself.
You were
grieving.
You're having the anniversary of the death of your daughter.
Going through a year ago, we woke up on what was supposed to be the last weekend last year when we were on vacation, coming back, and we were getting ready to announce to the world, say it on air, that we were expecting our third child. It was very joyous, right? It was a baby girl, and to be completely honest with you, I was thrilled. I love our sons, but I can't explain the sensation I had, feeling like I was about to be a girl dad, right? It don't know. It was uplifting,
cool.
Right?
Yeah.
And then,
you were excited. You were hopeful and excited, yeah.
Things went south, and on top of losing the pregnancy and not being able to save the baby, my wife had some insane complications because she had
she ended up in the ICU.
Insane amount of internal bleeding to where she had to be intubated and sedated for 24 hours to let her body recover because she lost 90% of her blood. Like I almost lost my wife. And
that's scary.
On top of losing the baby in one scenario, and it's incredibly unsettling. And every time I close my eyes, and still to right now, I close my eyes and just am transported right back to that scenario, right back to that moment, right back to that day last year. And it is tough.
Yeah,
gee,
I bet.
It is tough.
You probably think about it all the time.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, every
I've never
day.
Lost
every
a child, so I would think you think about it every day. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every single day. And coming up on the year, it got tougher as the day got closer. And I mean, it'll get easier as the day gets further in the rear view. But
well, grief ebbs and flows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, grief, dead or alive, we grieve people. You know what I mean? It ebbs and flows. And it's hard, and sometimes you feel okay, and sometimes you're taken right back, and you don't. And I think that's what's okay about grief. And I mean, this is about you and you guys losing your daughter, but I can think of people I grieve where I think I'm fine, and then it comes out of nowhere, I'm just taken over with emotion, and I can't control it, and I'm like, why am I so sad? Well, this is grief. I'm grieving someone I miss, and that's okay. And you miss your daughter, and oh, it's tough.
It's
tough. So, yeah.
It is tough.
You had a tough weekend, and then I'm getting asked. It's just the whole thing is weird that I'm getting asked to be coming and do a pregnancy test, and then you're having a weird weekend because of your situation.
And
it's
awkwardly timely with so many things going off and the coincidence in our lives and other lives. And, losing Elsie was tough, but I woke up today feeling very grateful that we still have Aaron. You know what I mean?
Amen.
I don't know where I'd be as a human being. You know what I mean?
I'm grateful
for my sons, grateful for my wife, grateful for the life we have. I'm sad, right?
Yeah.
I'm hurt, still feel broken. I don't know how else to say it.
It's okay.
But I'm very grateful at the same time because the life we have is beautiful.
I'm proud of you for expressing yourself and putting it out there and saying it's okay. And people are texting in things like, we love you, fam, and being supportive. So, people are thinking about you. Oh, somebody said in 2019, people are texting in about grief now. Who is this? Oh, this is Carl. In 2019, I lost my roommate when I used to live in Bloomington. For 8.5 years, he was basically a very good friend of mine, but he had some issues. So dealing with grief is a big deal. Yeah, it was 8.5 years ago. He's still thinking about it.
Carl.
I didn't know that about you either, Carl. So it's tough. It's tough. So yeah, we don't need to take calls, do we?
I don't think so.
I think we talked about it. I tried to explain why I took a pregnancy test. Then I wanted to talk about your daughter, and so I'm glad we did. And I hope you and Aaron I'm not going to say I hope you're okay because it's okay if you're not.
We are okay. It's just we're not great. If that makes sense.
It does. It does.
We're gonna be better though, right?
Amen.
We're
gonna
be all right.
We got this. Yeah. All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias on a Monday.
Wepa.
And it's just like a dreary Monday. Ugh.
It was sprinkling a little bit on the drive-in. Just the tiniest bit. Not enough to call it rain, but enough to go, ugh.
Come on.
Monday.
Few nice days. That's all I need. It's not going to be today. What do you think the most important meal of the day is, DZ?
You know what? For so long, you hear, you gotta eat breakfast, the most important meal of the day. I think that's cap.
Really?
I genuinely think breakfast is not the most important meal of the day.
Really?
And we're foodies. We like to eat.
We are. And I lost 150 pounds. And when I did it, I did keto and I'm more low carb now. But some of that involved a lot of intermittent fasting, mm-hmm. which is a really hot thing right now. Intermittent fasting, right? You did it when you lost weight and did keto. You know what I'm talking about.
I've intermittent fasted before I did keto, just had no education or idea.
That's what you were doing.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah. It's interesting how it works and how it helps the body. Well, Machine Gun Kelly was doing a secret show in Milwaukee last week. Mm-hmm. And then you brought up that he said he goes on water fasts quite often where he just drinks water. I mean, he's skinny as hell. You can tell.
He looks like a faster,
but you know, but he's lean, I should say.
He's pretty lean.
But when I was fasting regularly, I was really lean. Yeah. I mean, I was much leaner than I am now. Well, for sure. I don't know. It's interesting.
There's something to the science of it too, because it gives your body, your internal organs, certain chances to kind of like rewire, refire, and start to heal itself, right? Because you don't have this sludge and some of the processed foods that are in our stomach. But as far as fasting, I don't know if I could fast days on end.
That's crazy.
We, you know, we're talking about the most important meal of the day. Without question, it has to be lunch, because dinner's too late.
Dinner is too late, and it's bad. It can weigh you down. You're not supposed to eat before you sleep.
It'll
Maybe
set in your
it
stomach.
Is lunch.
I genuinely think it's the most important meal of the day, because for breakfast, you're going to burn through whatever energy you just consumed, because you're still burning through, or you're still waking up needing the energy from sleeping.
When everybody argues about what the most important meal of the day is, honestly, 414-533-1037, that works for texting or for calling. I skip breakfast a lot as well, and some of that's because of coffee and caffeine. Let's be real. We come in, we're not hungry. Full disclosure, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm drinking my coffee, I have my ADHD meds. But you have to eat, you know, or so you don't get sick later in the day. That's the other problem too. Sometimes around 2-3, I'm like, oh God.
I definitely go to points where if I haven't eaten, let's say from 7 or 8 p.m. the night before, and I wake up and don't eat in the morning, which is pretty normal for me.
Yeah.
There's days where I do feel terrible. And I don't know if it's me feeling nauseous because I'm hungry, me feeling weird or drained in energy because I haven't had anything. But then I'll have something random happen where it's like an upswing. It's an ebb and flow where it stops, and then I feel just fine. And I could go on with my day and not have a single bite to eat, right? So then I think to myself, well, as long as I keep fueling myself with some type of nutrient, whether it's a fluid, water,
something,
juice, something,
put
right?
something in your body,
I'm good to go. I can continue on. So then I agree with MGK going, he, you know, I go on week-long water breaks where I only drink water.
He goes weeks? That's crazy. No, that's too much.
With no
that's
food.
That's too much. Weeks?
Just water.
He goes weeks?
Just water.
I thought he just did this like a day.
No, he will go about a week long, maybe a little bit longer, where he only drinks water. And in my head, as a performer, I couldn't imagine doing something so physically demanding like being on stage, you know, night after night, whatever have you, with zero substance in my body. Now, granted, I don't know what else he's doing, you know, maybe a little liquid curry. That'll curb the appetite if you're taking a couple shots back.
Yeah. It really, when I lost all my weight, I lost 150 pounds, it reminded me of like the caveman days. That's what I say, where it's like feast or famine. I would eat when I was hungry, and then I would eat a lot, and then it was like I'd be fine. And I would like think back to when they would just come in and eat meat and vegetables and things they could find from the earth, right?
Forage.
That's essentially what you're doing on keto. And then you're taking time off and you're going out again and you're hunting for your stuff. It's like a little game, you know? So it goes back to that kind of idea.
That's exactly what that is.
That's exactly what it is. That's the way I always looked at keto. I'm like, this is very, you know, animalistic in a way, because you're just kind of eating off the land, if you're doing it correctly, eating fruits and veggies and, you know, meats and things like that from the earth.
Do you support fasting?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you think...
If I could do it more, I would, yeah.
Everybody should fast.
I don't think you should be fasting for a week. I think that's crazy. No, I don't know about... Because I'm no doctor, so I'm not even going to comment on that.
No, this is just more like the
from
thought
my own,
process.
Yeah, I think it's good for you. And I think, yeah, it was nice because... You know, because you get how it works, that when you're fasting, your body burns carbs until there are no more carbs, and that's how you end up in ketosis, right? So now the carbs are burned off. That's why you're fasting. You're burning the carbs off to start burning fat again.
Yeah.
But you got to understand how all that works.
And the science
and
behind it.
And believe in it. Because some people don't.
Not being a medical professional.
I'm not. So don't ask me anything.
Neither of us are. I feel comfortable saying that in my personal opinion, I think everybody should fast.
Interesting.
Maybe not days on end, but a 12-hour fast, 24-hour fast where you drink 24. Water. There's a certain discipline that comes around with it, too. You know, some people do it for religious reasons year-round, right?
My dad used to do it when I was a kid. You know, I grew up, I was Jewish. Right. I grew up Jewish, and I remember on holidays my dad fasting and me being like, you're not eating?
Nothing.
But they let us eat because we were kids, you know? And he was like, no, not until sundown, Allison. And I was like, okay, Dad.
There's a certain discipline. It does change.
Where's the matzah?
I'm glad you said that, though, because kids are drastically different.
Yeah.
You can't fast with children.
It's hard. It's really hard.
Kids got to eat and kids got to snack. Kids are always hungry.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to two. Somebody texted in and said, I always skip breakfast because I'm always in a rush. My sister the other day, who's an elementary school principal, called and said she was so busy at work, which is not surprising with school coming back. She didn't eat till 5 in the afternoon. She goes, I didn't even realize I was so busy.
That's dinner.
That's early dinner.
That's Linner. That's literally Linner.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh,
Saucy.
Look at this. It's Saucy. We weren't even really meant to be talking about weight loss, but we kind of are on top of all of it
because
Saucy lost a ton of weight, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
MGK says he will, Machine Gun Kelly, says he will fast for a week. That is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Days on end.
Come on. Saucy, are you a faster?
I can say I am a faster, but I can also say that I've fasted for 5 days, but I'm so busy sometimes I forget to eat.
Five?
Yeah.
No. Forgetting to eat's one thing, because eventually you kick in and you go, hold on.
I need to eat
I'm
something.
I'm dying, and it's like 10 hours later.
But yes, purposefully fasted?
Yeah.
Why?
Purposefully, sometimes yes, but not for that long. Those stretches where I go like the 5 days, I'll literally forget to eat and I'll be like, yeah, I need to eat. And then I end up not eating. Having ADHD and taking ADHD medication.
That'll make you not hungry.
Yeah. It makes you not hungry at all.
You need to eat before you take them. That's part of the trick on those. Yeah.
It's like a system reset, man. It's almost like a cleanse if you fast for that long.
100%.
The more we talk about it, Allie,
the more you want to do it.
I kind of want to try it.
Come on.
Fast
do
for
it. Why don't you just go get a colonoscopy then?
I mean, I'm down for that too, but think about it. Water only, right? You would be in ketosis
by the end of that week if you did that.
No question.
I drank my Mountain Dew, so I guess, is that not fasting?
Well, is it got sugar? Then you're not fasting. If it's diet Mountain Dew, you are. If it's not diet Mountain Dew, is it regular or diet?
I drink my regular Mountain
Dew. Then you're not fasting. I'm sorry.
If it's just liquid?
No, I don't think so. You're doing sugar and calories. It's not fasting. Let me Google.
A smoothie diet where it's liquid only, right? Because if it's only water, you're not getting all the nutrients that your body needs, the vitamins, the minerals. You're not getting water.
It from Mountain Dew either.
Well, sure. But you're getting sugar, you're getting energy, and that kind of that converts
don't knock
in the
my
body.
Mountain Dew.
Hey, we're not knocking.
I'm knocking it because when I think of fasting, I think of sugar and things like that. And so for you to have a regular sugar soda makes no sense to me. But if you're not even, if you're doing it for, I don't know. Can you drink calories or sugar while fasting? Talk to me, Google.
Yeah, seriously. Talk to us, Google.
No, you generally cannot drink calories or sugar while fasting. Thank you.
Okay.
I rest my case.
So it has to be water. Then I take it back. I suppose I didn't fast.
Hold on. Water or black coffee or black tea? Like, I drink iced tea, you guys. I drink black coffee. I drink Diet Coke. Like,
there are
things you can drink that don't have calories or sugar.
Coffee is considered a clear liquid, but it is.
It is.
Thank you.
Weird. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's very weird.
I'm intrigued by this, man. And I'm an eater. I love food.
Yeah.
But then you hear people go, like, the clarity I got from doing this water fast for a week long, 3 days even. I'm like, maybe.
To preserve your fast, stick to water, black coffee, tea, or electrolyte water. And what to avoid during a fasting window? Sugar.
Yes.
What are you getting, a sugar drink right now? She said thank you.
Starbies.
I did not say thank you. The girls went to Starbucks. I already got my coffee.
What to avoid during the fasting window? Sugar, calories, milk, cream, and soy, and artificial artificial sweeteners. So technically, you should not be having Diet Coke, right? Because there's an artificial sweetener. But you can't take everything away from this girl, or I'll freak out.
I swear, I need some milk.
I need something in my life.
I need milk in my life.
Come on, I wouldn't be able to do my job if I didn't have my Mountain Dew.
Now I know what I'm getting Saucy for her next birthday.
Facts. Just saying.
All right. Love you, Saucy.
Much love.
Bye.
All right. We're talking about how Machine Gun Kelly talked about how he fasts for days. You want to try this?
I'm
Are
intrigued.
You out of your mind?
My interest is piqued. Yeah. No, genuinely. I mean, what else could you try, right? People do all the crazy things in the world to try to go to great lengths to reset, rehealth. If I'm saying, let me drink only water.
A week is too long.
Can you do me a favor?
Somebody said nothing's wrong with losing a ton of inflammation. Fasting is great for your body.
Fasting, exactly. Look, great for inflammation, great for the body, great
for
the mind.
You know how I go, you want to hear something even creepier?
I do.
You know how I go to hot Pilates and hot yoga? Obviously, I go to Princeton Club and I will go to my gym every day, but I also go to Hot Works, which is like a sauna where they do infrared and sweating and all this. So when I sometimes go in, this is really crazy. I'll go in just on a normal day. I'll look at myself in the mirror and just my face. I'll go in. I'll do hot Pilates. I'll sweat. I'll come out and my face looks totally different. I had no idea how bloated I was. I had no idea how swollen I was.
Water.
And I can see all of everything coming out of my body as I'm sweating it out, right? That's crazy.
That is.
And when you see the difference in your face alone, when you thought you looked normal, you're like, well, I didn't even know I was puffy.
Till
I was unpuffied.
Yeah.
None of us know how much inflammation we have in our body. We're just eating all this stuff, processed foods and...
GMO.
Speaking of, let me go grab my my processed
sugars.
Breakfast bar. But
so speaking of.
So anyway, I'm no perfect woman over here, but I'm just saying it's really interesting.
I'm telling
you. The whole thing's interesting.
I'm not saying that I'm committing to doing this right here, right now.
Well, the phones are ringing.
But
so
I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued to at least try in the water, you know, whatever, for some time to see how I feel. Social experiment, if you will.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Should DZ go a week without eating? Hell no. But we'll talk to you guys next. I mean, I'm in shock. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Dude, Heather in West Allis is on the phone. She says she fasted for 2 weeks. Stop it.
2 weeks.
Stop it, Heather.
Yo.
Girl.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Yeah. So I actually got weight loss surgery because I found out I had a heart condition.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah. And they said it would help me with my weight.
Well, losing any weight is going to, these people want to rip on people on Ozempic or whatever. Let them live. Their charts are getting better as they're losing weight. So let them live, you know? So I support it. Go on.
And so 2 weeks before my surgery, I had to go on a liquid diet. And I started off with broth, but it wasn't agreeing with my stomach. So 2 weeks, it was popsicles, Jello, and water.
Wow. Were you psychotic? Because I would have killed somebody for
two
weeks. I mean, hangry times 100.
I'm thinking 2 days and finding problems within myself to not do it. You went 2 weeks.
What?
How did you feel? How did you feel genuinely?
I think maybe halfway through, I, as my friend would said, got a little spicy.
A little, just a little.
A little spicy, you know, yeah. But, it, you know, I kept on telling myself, I have to do this. It's for my health. It's for my kids, my family.
Good for you.
And I did it. And the good part was that the surgeon had said, I had a lovely liver.
Beautiful liver.
Beautiful liver.
Beautiful liver. That was the liver in the background. I'm a beautiful liver. I'm fantastic. I the liver.
This is like when I got my colonoscopy 2 weeks ago and the doc came in at the end. He goes, good prep. And I go, I did so good. I'm a good student.
Woo! Pat on the back.
Yep.
So his liver so good it had to talk for itself, boy.
Hysterical.
That's crazy.
Oh, Heather. Wait. So did you lose weight then? Or what happened? I need the finale.
Oh, yeah. From when I saw her on June 6th and to my 2 weeks after I had lost 20 pounds.
Wait, you just had it in June? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, actually, July 1st was my actual surgery.
Oh.
June 6th was like when I saw her. There's a whole process
No, I have friends who've done it, and it's a whole long thing, and I'm proud of you and whatever you got to do.
Thank you.
I support whatever people have to do to get healthy. We should not be judging each other. Whatever you got to do, because that's what makes me crazy. People try to compare, and you should never. You did what you had to do for your family and your kids. We all have issues. We're all one to talk. We all have vices. So don't be judging when it comes to how people choose to get themselves in shape. Good for you.
You do what makes sense
for
you.
Thank you.
Nice, Heather.
Yeah, I know. And I'm glad your liver's so nice.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, shout out your liver.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to fast, Easy?
I might. I mean, after talking to Heather.
For fun? You're out of your mind.
I want my liver to go, beautiful liver. I want my liver to do that too. What's wrong with that?
I'll do it. DZ, beautiful liver.
How you going to be like, I ain't going to fault you for choosing how you want to live your life, and then be like, DZ, you better eat, though.
You're right. This is why I need you in my life. You point out my hypocrisy all in 5 seconds. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
We have to have a family meeting on this show.
Another one?
Another one.
Jeez.
Where is the five, dude?
Nope, I'm not telling you.
Okay, if you guys don't know this game we play on Ali and DZ, it's been stagnant for months. We've never gone this long without trying to find the five.
This is the longest the five's been hidden.
Oh,
for sure.
We gave up at life. It's like, because this started.
We?
It's easy for you. You hit it.
And then I was gone for so long too, bro.
Unbelievable. Months. So we have a $5 bill hidden in the studio somewhere. And it all started when we ordered like DoorDash one day and I got you some extra bacon. And
this
was like
2 years ago.
Yeah. And he's like, here's $5 for my bacon. I go, take the five back, dude. It all comes out in the wash. And you said no. So then we started hiding it. It became a game.
I hid it in your purse because you wouldn't take it.
Oh, yeah. You hid it in my purse. And then I hid it back in the studio. And then it became this game. And we've been hiding it for 2 years ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally we'll find it in the craziest places. So we call it Find the Five. So one of the last places I had hit it was I brought in the Britney Spears biography, the book. I had read it, the autobiography.
That was a good spot.
And I put it inside inside of a page. So you just didn't, I taped it to the cover, inside of the cover. So DZ spent a long time looking for that five. And every time you'd go over to the book and skim through it, I'd go, ha ha ha. He's on top of it, and he doesn't even know it's hidden right there.
I touched that five maybe 15 times.
That was amazing. But in your defense, you hit it in my microphone one time.
In your face.
For months. And it was hidden in like the stand that I stare at every day. And I swear to you guys, I came in every day. I never noticed until a friend of mine came into the studio and said, wait, is that the five in your microphone? She saw it, and I never saw it. And I was so mad at you. I was like, screw you, DZ. Actually, now I'm looking at my mic again. Now I'm paranoid.
I've hit it on your microphone twice, actually.
Is it twice you've hit it on the $5 bill?
The one time I hit it inside of the microphone.
What the hell is it?
And then the first time I taped it to the cable piece on your mic.
You didn't put it underneath my computer laptop stand, did you?
Why would I tell you where this five has been hidden
because
for the last
we need
7
to get it out?
Months? I am the reigning Find the Five champion.
Now
at
you're
this
getting
point.
Cocky, and now I'm going to be here all day looking for it because it's going to rain. Now it's on, dude. Okay. But you know what's so funny, DZ? Do you remember where you hit it? Tell the truth.
Can I be honest?
Yes. Do you remember?
No.
Oh, my God. This is like when I do stuff. I hide stuff at my house, and I can't remember all the time. And I'm like, why did I hide that? I hide food. I hide things I buy. I hide things when people come over just to get them out of the way. I'll throw them in a drawer and then be like, what happened? One time, get this, true story. Years ago, I went to Home Depot and I bought, I want to say something like 30 hinges.
Hinges? What'd you need so many hinges for?
To replace the hinges on my kitchen cabinets because they were old. Duh. I didn't like the color. Yep. I wanted, it's an easy cosmetic fix.
It's a nice DIY, makes it fresh. Yeah, yeah.
So I went to Home Depot. I bought all of these hinges and they were in a bag. And then somebody came over and I threw them underneath the cabinet. 2 years later, I found them. I was so embarrassed.
The hinges?
They're still in, they're not even up.
You ain't even put them up yet.
No, they're still in my cabinet. I know, it's embarrassing. That's the ADHD kicking in. can, where you just out of sight, out of mind, and you forget about it.
100%.
So that happens to me all the time with projects, where if I don't leave it on the counter, I'll forget. It's crazy.
I mean,
I thought
I did something with 7 months. You went 2 years.
2 years where I hid those stupid hinges after I bought them. What a waste.
I remember where it is now. I had to take it.
Is it up high?
It ain't down low. How about that?
Well, that's actually helpful because we've always said it is up high because we have a high shelf and usually we'll tell each other if it's not hidden up high. So
we could play hot and cold, right? And right now you're cold.
Okay, 414-533-1037. Either you can call in and tell us about when you forgot something you hid, or you can help chime in on where is the five. Somebody said, is the $5 in the air vent? Hold on.
Air vent. Ooh, that's a good one.
Is that the air vent?
That is the air vent.
You didn't get up there that high.
It was before.
No.
I hid the five before surgery.
You didn't go up here with all the dust.
Well, I'm not going to say. Maybe they're onto something. Who knows?
All right. Okay, give me 2 minutes. I'm going to tear this place apart. We're going to talk to you guys about where you've lost stuff or hidden stuff or where you think I should look. Should I look above the Kiss FM sign in the studio?
I'm not going to keep helping you.
Is it in the Summerfest swag? Because we have all this swag. We have like bobbleheads and Bucks signs and Brewers signs, and we even have a Bango, what's it called?
Giant cutout.
A giant cutout of Bango in here. It's not on Bango. Bango wasn't here when you hit it.
You used tape last time. I used tape this time.
Oh, it's high. I don't know. All right. You know, now I'm upset. Somebody said it's probably right in front of your beautiful face, Allie. Mm. By the way, you haven't looked for it since November of 2024.
Oh, we getting called out.
Oh, we're getting called out. We'll be right back. Hold on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Oh, we're fighting now.
Well, I'm not fighting.
Yes, we are.
I'm winning.
No, you're not. We are fighting. Pull up Bella and Kenosha. I am so upset right now with you. I cannot believe you did this to me.
Uh-oh.
I cannot believe you did this to me. My milkshake brings all the boys. I get with loyalty.
I ain't gonna lie. I forgot. Whippa. I forgot I did this to you.
I thought it was a joke.
No, I forgot
when
I did this.
You said you knew where it was, Bella. Told you?
Bella.
He did.
Okay, hold on. Rewind. So we have this game called Find the Five in the studio. There's a $5 bill hidden. DZ hit it last. It's been hidden since at least probably November. She's probably not wrong of last year.
No, she's 100%
right.
We've
never gone this long, but we've had so many things go on that I forgot to look. So as he said, told me it's taped somewhere in the studio, Bella, and you're telling me why do you know where it is? This is what?
Wow.
Why?
Okay, respectfully, of course. Because DZ's like, she probably is not going to remember to look for it, and I'm going to forget where I put it, so I'm going to tell you in secrecy.
And this is exactly what happened. I forgot where I put it, and you forgot to look for it.
Did he just tell you, or did anyone else find out that day?
Oh, I don't know the answer
to that. Did you tell anyone besides Bella and Kenosha where you hid the five on me?
So you got to have a failsafe, right?
Oh, God.
And just in case Bella forgot where I told her the five was, I also told Amanda and Racine.
Call Carpignancu right now. I need a divorce lawyer. That's it, DZ. You told them where the five is and
we
not
can
me?
Go to counseling. Why?
Fine.
Write the divorce?
Yes. Because I'm so triggered by the lack of loyalty.
We can work it out.
Fine.
This is demonstration of loyalty to make sure that we keep y'all together.
Oh, we're never breaking up, but this is the best morning show ever, okay? Seriously.
Amen.
But no, but for real, hold on.
Hear me out.
I'm
forgot
really
completely
upset. Did you tell your wife, Aaron, where
Aaron
it's
knows.
At?
Aaron knows where it is.
Oh, so everybody knows but Allie.
Yeah, but you.
And if that ain't a trigger with the life I've been through,
good.
You already
it's a motivation.
Know. This is now I'm angry.
Oh, now this is awkward. Yeah, this is real awkward.
Use that energy to find the five, Allie.
And you're cold. You're not even close. You went the wrong way.
I wish I could see her looking right now.
Even colder. Don't throw the glass. Allie's throwing stuff in the studio. Big mad, bro.
You know what? Now I am. I'm not even kidding. I'm
on
literally
Facebook Live. I need to see this.
Hold on. You want me to go on Facebook Live while I destroy the studio? Because I will.
Bella,
give me a
evident.
Minute.
That's
give
evident.
Me a minute.
I was going to say, Bella, we don't put evidence online.
Oh, now your wife's. No. Allie, he didn't tell me where the five was. He's lying,
cap,
Aaron said.
Oh, cap.
Aaron
cap
said
of all
you didn't
caps.
Tell me.
That is cap because I told her first where I put it.
All right, we're going live.
Granted,
you probably just forgot.
Granted, it was in November of last year. She probably definitely forgot.
It was a long time ago.
Can I be honest with you? They knew when we were at the toy drive last year.
And what was the date on that?
It was like mid-November.
I remember I was wearing a Santa hat. That's how I know it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Wow.
Go live. Wow. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
We're working on 9 months of you not knowing where the five is and me forgetting where I had put it. And Bella,
you're just tuning in on Facebook Live.
Wow.
We're fighting.
I'm sorry.
We just found out
DZ, is it coming back to you at all?
Oh, I remember exactly where it is now. I know. I remember exactly where I put it now. We're good.
Oh, no. Okay,
we're
so
locked
what
in.
What I'm doing is I'm looking for the five, and until I find it,
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Getting down.
Allie's moving things around like crazy. Just don't throw any of the glass, Allie. We're looking for the five, y'all. Bella, look at what you started.
Me?
Yes, you. I should hang up on you.
Do you see me on Facebook Live destroying the studio right now, dude?
This is bad.
I gotta.
I'm sorry. I had to be honest. I was just trying to help you out.
You said you had to be honest?
Yeah. I don't like any of you.
That was funny.
I love y'all so much.
I love y'all so much.
Bella, bye. We appreciate
bye.
You. Yo, listen. I didn't think it was going to get this aggressive.
It is, though.
Why? Where? Is it so? Oh, my goodness.
Where is the five?
I have no idea.
Is it under Giannis?
Check. Is it under Giannis? Nope. Not under Giannis.
Hate you all.
I got to be honest. This is getting crazy.
Scooch. I'm on a roll.
What are we doing?
Is it in your wife's picture? Hey, Aaron.
You can open the picture if you want.
Should I?
I mean, this is your world. We just living in it.
I feel like I already looked in here.
I think you did. I ain't gonna lie. I think you did. I don't. It's not in there.
Well, why did you have me open it?
Because it's
Forget
fun.
You, man. Damn it. Who's this? Oh, wait. No.
What if I told you already passed it?